is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again for another program. We're on Station 2. You should all know that if you're listening to me. If you're on Station 1, you won't hear me, so we're on Station 2 tonight. Today is December the 10th, 2010, and tomorrow starts our Marathon Healings Saturday call, which is 4 hours in length, and then we go into our three back-to-back Sundays after that. So this is the physical body rejuvenation, where we get rid of the alien little critters that are inside of us, unfortunately. But the good thing is we can get them released. So it may sound a little scary, maybe a little maybe gross or different things like that, upsetting. We have a way to get rid of them. If you're pretty new to the program, you may want to go to the website, creationlightship.com. Go to the very top of the website. You can click on it if you wish now. Just go down underneath where the BBS station buttons are to call in and click on the Lightship insignia. That'll bring you right to the website. And on the very top, there's a little green drop-down box, and there's a couple shows there that deal with that. And you can even listen to them if you wish just by going on to that and hearing other programs. So it gets to be kind of an eye-opener for people. Once they realize that the sample healings that we have do take things out of you and you feel better. So on these calls, what happens is we're in quarantine in the light ship, on the light ship, but not inside of it in the quarantine rooms, because anything of non-light cannot go into the light ship. So we're there getting our physical body being retrieved for retrievals, because we're somewhere out in the beyond, though, and we're also there, you know, out with our spirit someplace. So the light ship finds you and brings back these pieces, because these alien energies actually connect to us. So that's kind of what happens. So let's do a emotional clearing, since we're at the end of the week here. And think of a situation the last couple of days, and we'll clear that for you. So here we go. I'll count to five to do so. I need to count or do stronger to command the energy, or I can just do it instantly. But some people like to actually feel the energy leave them, so this is why I count. So one, two, three, four, and five. That's for an emotional situation. And we'll do a timeline crash for that, because that's a brand new clearing on the website. It's $20 for the week. And quite awesome. So here we go. Timeline crash. Think of an issue that you had maybe in the last week. And that issue could also be, you know, in many, 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 many parallel lifetimes. So here we go. Timeline crash. And we'll see how long this one's going to take for most people. So I'll count to 10. You may feel your body kind of doing a rock and roll inside of you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, oh boy, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay? So you may feel your body changing slightly during this timeline crash. This one here for most people will only take about 10 minutes to do. So kind of look at your clock, and mine says about 5 after the hour. So around 15 after the hour, this timeline will be fully crashed and disconnected from you. And the other people on it that you know nothing about will also have this benefit, too. This is why it's so nice to have these timeline crashes, because it helps everybody. So let's do a mental clearing here, mental body clearing. And again, I'll count to 5. Think of something that bothered you, maybe a thought that keeps reoccurring in your life. And we'll see if we can clear that from you. This will help to balance your left and right brain also. So 1, think of that thought. 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. This is where you want to bring your awakening thoughts, your consciousness that you think with, that's connected to the time energy, the alien time energy, and you bring it into your heart center. This way you're at peace, and that's what source energy is peace energy living inside of you. It's always there, but it's up to you to connect. So here we go. I'll go from 10 to 1 backwards, just counting back. This you can do yourself. It's great to tell all your friends. And you can become heart-centered, you know, within probably a half a minute here. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should feel the presence of your spirit in your heart. You cannot get a negative or positive thought. And this is where we should all be living daily. So on the show tonight, we will not have call-ins. We'll have our Q&A after this here, starting around straight up on the hour here for about an hour in length. So this is designed, I brought this forth to people who are new to the Creation Light Shift. They can come on and ask their questions. This is what it's intended to do for everybody, to kind of get a little information about the Light Shift, about the healing. So this is what the Q&A is designed for. So if you wish to call in, the phone number is on a conference line. It's 646-519-5800. PIN number is 9009. And just do that, hit the pound sign, and you'll be connected. So 646-519-5800, PIN number 9009. So we'll see if our co-host is on here. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm here. And hi to everyone listening. I've been traveling for the past month, so it's really good to be back and to participate in the program tonight. So thank you, Ron, for the opportunity for that. And I'm excited to hear about all the changes and things that have happened and new clearings and the special clearings coming up this month. So thank you for having me on.
Very welcome. So let's do let's do a clearing here for I'm kind of getting something like neglect. I don't know, that's something like that for some people out there tonight. I don't believe we have a clearing on the website for neglect, but we'll do that right now. And we'll just see how you respond to this clearing. Remember, we have issues stored inside of us, kind of like they come up, you know, like pop goes the weasel, and all of a sudden you're having a new experience with some kind of situation. So here we go. This is neglect here. It could work many ways here. So here we go. So I'll count to 10 to release this energy from you if you have anything that's coming up in your life. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So just kind of see how you feel now. Remember, your body will respond to these healings. If you try to figure them out mentally, you may not be able to understand, but your body does have that energy. So just kind of feel how it is to feel something released from you. So let's turn it back over to Sylvia. So are you there? Back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, so if you'd like to talk with us throughout the hour, if you have questions for Ron, you can type them in on the Fast Chat tonight. And to do that, you just click on the little link that says BBS Fast Chat on the Creation Lightship page or anywhere on the BBS site. And you can type in a question for Ron or a comment or anything that you'd like to have Ron discuss or maybe a healing sample. So thank you guys for being here, and I'll be keeping an eye on the Fast Chat and giving Ron your questions. So see, we have quite a few people on right now, and let's see, we have a comment from Learn who says, crashed several timelines related to sadness, and then had some dreams that were isolating. So any comment about that, Ron?
Yeah, let's see here. Well, we have loneliness, too. They're feeling lonely lately as well. So let's do that. Let's do that type of clearing here. So let's do a timeline crash for loneliness. So the timeline crashes, the light ship first goes to the... I'll use the word satellite, if you know, it's the way that they connect to you. So that was like the satellite coming down, beaming to you. And then from there, they go to the timeline and or alien race. And then the timeline, depends how it's kind of connected, okay? And from there, they start terminating stuff unless they want to go to the light. So that's their free choice. And they should not be connected to you. And after a while... during this process, the timeline is disconnected completely. Like I say, it's like shaking a carpet, getting the dirt off of it. And where are you on this carpet? And do you bounce back and forth on the carpet off and on, or do you go to another timeline? But basically, when you're all done, you're retrieved. So this is why some people have like a rock and roll experience, because as they're being taken off of one, which is actually a alien abduction, when you're taken off of one and you go to another one, then you're brought back here again, the clone of you has to actually appear here physically. And then from there, you go to the timeline and you come back and you maybe go back again and a clone appears. So this is kind of the way it works. It's quite interesting to watch and to feel. But when you finally get done, you feel better. So let's do a clearing here now. And we're going to do one, I think it was loneliness, I believe. I didn't write it down here.
Yeah, that was right.
Loneliness. Okay, so here we go. Timeline crash with loneliness. So one, that's a big one. Wow. Two, getting choked up here. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Do another timeline. Wow. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. There we go. So, when people do the timeline clearings on the website, you have two options there, the $20 a week or $60 for the month. And there's a listing there that has a drop-down box of 1 through 20. You want to do the same issue typically at least 10 times and then see how your body is responding, okay? And remember, these are parallel lives that they abduct you onto. And typically, you may want to do it 20 times for an issue, but just see how you feel. I'd say do it at least 20, or at least 10 times minimum for, you know, a particular issue. And then from there, you're probably going to feel much better. What happens is these issues are basically a life that you're living, just like you are here. And these are typical emotional issues that you wish to get out of you, because you're feeling the same thing happening all the time. And when you're going through it there, you're going through it here, but you may not know about it. So you may wonder why you have that, like a deja vu or something, or you wonder why things are happening to you. Maybe one day you wake up, or you're just living your life, and all of a sudden you see somebody, and you become very angry with them out of nowhere, you know, or they get angry with you. You said some kind of word that keyed them off. Well, it's very possible that they're on a timeline in that exact time frame that you're talking to them, and maybe you're having a confrontation or something happened between the two of you, and all of a sudden they react out here because they are understanding on some level of consciousness you doing something to them in a parallel lifetime, which is happening in the now of the timeline, okay? So just saying it differently, if something happens to you, we'll say at 5:30, and you're doing a situation with this person that's also there, and now it becomes, say, 5:35, and they're angry with you for some reason that's beyond you, that's because they already went through a situation. And you might look at it and go, wow, why is this person angry? You know, or why did they get keyed into a certain issue? Or why did they misunderstand me? This is all because these parallel lifetimes can bleed through into this here, but you don't really know what happened. So it's just like a bleed through of energy. And naturally, the dark side, the aliens want to take away your life force energy. And this can also affect physical healing. You could be out there having a problem. Maybe you have a runny nose here, possibly, a sore throat or something. And maybe there in those timelines, you're having an operation on your throat. And you wonder why you're not healing down here, maybe why it's, you know, feeling a little different or something. So there's many things that happen to us, along with abuse issues. I'll just leave it at that. So the whole thing, when you crash these timelines, you may have a glimpse of it. Some people actually see things go before their eyes instantly, maybe on their third eye, you know, vision, and they see things and they go, wow, that's gone, you know, and wow, that one's gone. And then you get done with it, and maybe you break out into a cold sweat when this timeline is crashing or something, or you just feel a tremendous relief because all of a sudden you're out of that situation. And this is what's so good about the timeline crashing. So back to you, Sylvia. I'll have you maybe read the fast chat or something.
Yeah, we've got plenty of questions here. Let's see. Marie R. is asking, when we enter an issue into the timeline crash clearing, is it okay to put in home and address?
Yeah, that would work. Uh-huh. You can definitely do that. You know, I put that in there for people who have maybe a vehicle, a car, if you want to, or a location, your house. So, yeah. You can definitely do that. It's designed for, like, locations and also emotional issues. The emotional issues can turn into a physical issue, so you probably want to do the emotional one first, okay? So if you do have a physical concern, then look at it and attempt to figure out what's happening to you, okay? Why are you having this experience? You know, why do you have the physical problem? And then try to clear away the emotions on it, because they're really attaching to you first on the emotional trauma of the situation. And then from there you can, you know, go into a physical issue that you're dealing with, a health concern, okay? And like I say, you can't put, you know, you want to heal the world or anything like that in there, or get rid of alien races, whatever. No, it's not designed for that. This is just designed for you, or the one that signed up to do this clearing. And you could also sign up for somebody else and do it for them. So when you do a timeline crash, you know, for like 1 week or a month, it's just strictly for you only. So I guess back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Let's see. My fast chat just went off. But I believe I saw someone asking on there about... another question about the timeline clearing. Sorry, just give me a minute. Maybe in the meantime, would you like to activate the light being for everyone?
Sure, okay.
Work on that?
That sounds great. So let's get the light being up on the monitor screen. So if you're new to the program, the light being is beneath the blinking flower, maybe an inch and a half on your scroll bar. or cell, depending on the size of your monitor, naturally. But just scroll down below the blinking flower there, the little lotus blossom there, and you're going to see a light beam. And we're going to energize that right now. So let's see. Let's bring in the males. We brought in the females, I think, last time here. So here comes the male energy. There's also non-gender also. So here's the male. So here we go. So stronger, stronger. There's three males coming. Stronger, 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 stronger. Well, they want to come in some more. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Okay, so enjoy the meal light beam. And you should feel kind of like an intensity there. And when they come in, they're normally pretty high potency. So just enjoy their energy. It's pure light coming to you through your monitor screen. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, unfortunately, I still can't see the fast chat right at the moment, so I'll keep working on that. I think someone was asking about, you know, if the alien intervention was the main reason why things were so messed up here. And,
that is true.
Also, I think they were asking about if praying outside of ourselves, you know, going outside of ourselves for our answers was also the reason.
Yeah, both. I would say that's probably the root cause of everything is not connecting to your own self. So naturally, when you pray outside of yourself, you're typically asking whatever you're connecting to. I won't say whoever, because it's probably not a who, but it's probably a what. Could be a who, I guess. But, you know, whatever is out there taking your energy as you give it to them freely, and then as they cord you and steal your energy, at that point, asking this favor may not be very favorable to you, because you may get hooked up a lot. So this is what they're anticipating for you to do is that, and that's what they're doing. Is connecting to your energy. So yeah, it's you know, we're here. You know, I'm sure way back when they had the aliens actually come down with their UFOs to different cultures, and they had the technology. Naturally, people would probably fall down on the ground, you know, and start bowing to them or something, because you know they may have terminated a few people with their laser weaponry or something, you know. Or just such a display of something coming down, you know, you're going to go, wow, this is great. And naturally, people believed, I would think, in maybe, you know, the moon or the sky and stars, and this thing pops in with a big flash of light. All of a sudden, you know, this is what cultures thought and perceived that this is some energy of the divine or whatever, because they're probably worshiping the sun anyway, wanting good weather patterns, etc. And from there, they thought maybe their prayers were answered. So this is what kind of started the whole thing off, I think. And then from there, the teachings came through, you know, different religions and cultures, et cetera. I won't get too much into that stuff. But basically, yes, by connecting to them, remember, if you know, there's the cause and effect. So if you don't do anything to connect ever to them, then, you know, they're not needed, you know. or even wanted. They're going to go someplace. This is much like entities, you know. So if you don't connect to them, which you probably don't have any choice at this time because everybody has done it and has been entrapped by their energy through your genetics, but if we could somehow get a clean swipe of everything, which is what ascension is gets rid of all this stuff out of everything, then you start over again. So the question is, and the answer is yes. The aliens are here because they're getting something out of us, and we become prey to them, and that's the process. To me, it's very sad, the UFO teachings of people, you know, who have a lot of other information about how wonderful they are and stuff, and when they're going to be coming, and they're going to be bringing us this and that. Well, you know, the time is now. You know, where are they? That's what I say. You know, how many more deaths do they need to have to take people's energies away before they decide to stop the wars here? Because all the wars are controlled by the alien agenda. And it feeds itself, works its way down into the people in charge here. And from there, those energies are being used that way just to cause harm to humanity. I've been working recently on the ship clouds, helping to get rid of some of the ship clouds out there. Some are very large. There was about, let's see, there was first about 20 clouds that I saw, and this was affecting the weather pattern back east. And so I worked on those. Let me think. Time kind of eludes me here. Two nights ago. And then I saw some more. There's about 50 ship clouds bringing in bad weather. So I worked with that again, trying to get rid of these aliens that are bringing forth the bad weather patterns. So if you live maybe, you know, back east, having that bad weather, especially maybe in Florida, I would guess, that's caused by the alien ship clouds. They're here. And they're, so I've been working on those. There's about 200 more that I need to help work with to get rid of. What you could do is even go on the darkness to light clearing and to put those maybe energies in there. Possibly that may work. You cannot put it on the timeline crash to get rid of them, unfortunately, because that's just, it'd be too much for me to handle. But that's the whole thing. So I'm working on that. Worked on the clouds here in California to get rid of the snow from this coast and the bad weather patterns. And we're about 10 degrees higher now in temperature than normal. So, and I didn't want to deal with all the snow that would be here in Mount Shasta. And each day I'd work on them. It would go, we probably typically were supposed to have, I would imagine, about 2 feet of snow that we didn't get. So, and that's all from the alien ship clouds. And they start off and they bring in stuff. All they do is want to traumatize us. So I don't like that. And anyway, so you could possibly help that out by going to the, you know, darkness to light clearing and release some of these energies that maybe don't know about this, about the light. So I guess back to you, Sylvia. So yes, everything here is caused by aliens. All of our problems are alien-based. Our body was set up by the aliens through its genetics, so whoever's born, you have a load put on you automatically, and then you spend your whole life trying to get it off of you once it gets awakened. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I'm sorry I still can't get the fast chat to cooperate. But I remember seeing a question on there earlier about if you can do a clearing for astrology timeline or astrology timeline crashing, something about that.
That's too big of an issue. I could do one planet timeline crash with to the moon. Okay, everybody Great. Knows about the moon. And here we go. So we'll see what happens here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1. This is heavy. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So that one will take about 5 minutes to crash for most people. So just kind of see how that you feel within the next 5 minutes. Question on the fast chat here, since maybe Sylvia's is down, is I guess the Earth Spirit percentage here. It's about 45% collected, but that's not integrated into our Earth energy here, into the blueprint. I think the blueprint is probably, I'll just say, about 20%. So all the timelines that I crash can help you a little bit, but it's mainly intended to help the spirit get back into wholeness. So this is what we're doing for the Earth Spirit. So you may get it maybe a 1-2% benefit out of that. But remember, the Earth Spirit still is not here to save its blueprint of the Earth. And then after that, if there is time enough after the blueprint gets back into wholeness, then your spirit could possibly work with you. But I wouldn't put anything on that because it's still not. It's only 20% integrated here. This is why we have the timeline crash to help you so you can work on yourself. That's the whole process is, you know, getting out of these timelines so that you can become more conscious. Not be controlled by energies. I'll do a clearing here. Let me just read the fast chat real quick. If you want to come on for a minute, Sylvia, in case you don't have fast chat, I'll try to read what I have here. I'll have to get back into time. All that I see in the fast chat is words, okay? I don't have a way to connect the words together. And so when I read it, it's one word in the now, to another word in the now, and those two words don't connect. So it's very difficult to for me to read fast chat stuff here. Just a bunch of letters put together. And that's the way I work with the fast chat. And it's also true when I have questions asked me, I need it very direct to the point, and typically, you know, no more than 10 words, because otherwise it's very hard to follow the information. So this will be the way we're doing the calls now. That's why we're not doing any call-ins tonight, just to concentrate on what the people out there like. But we will answer calls on the fast chat. But I just need strictly about 10 words, headlines of something, because I can't, you know, all I'm going to be hearing from you is, you know, whatever's stated to the point. Anything that goes kind of a little off, sideways a little bit, I won't be able to understand. And that's what happens when you're in the now. When you're in the now, all you hear is one word at a time. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I believe I had seen someone asking about the, if you could bring in some more of the beautiful white light energy.
Okay, here it comes. I'm bringing it in through the light beam, if you wish. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I have a comment here from Judy, Sylvia, for you. You might want to click on the website and maybe go on to VBS that way. It may work better for you. That's what she's saying. Okay?
Okay, great.
Reading here, why is the moon timeline so heavy? Well, that's one of the main controlling energies that's going to be affecting us for whatever reason. The aliens maybe have a lot of, say, bases there, and this is the problem that we're having, you know, that's just one of the things. We have the planetary clearing on the website, stars and everything else, which can help you out too. Remember, The moon is one of the energies that you know about that's using the mind control patterns to control you. And they also control our bodies. So, you know, you want to definitely, you know, get rid of the energies that you definitely know about. So most of these energies that you know about are in your natal chart. That's what's controlling your life. But there's more to it than that, but those are the main ones. This is why when you have a chart made up for yourself, it can predict what's going to happen to you. That's because you are, you know, running a script from your natal chart. This is why you want to do that natal chart clearing. So, it's very interesting. Is the moon a fake energy? Yeah, it's very possible, but, you know, is it really there? I don't know. It doesn't move. That's, you know, I kind of wonder about that, but maybe the stars don't either. And are they real? Well, it could be just like a painting. It could be a billboard, you know. So I don't know. And what timeline are you watching the moon on? Okay. And are you in a timeline listening to this program? I think Ed asked that a while back. Could be. I think most people are probably going to be here on this program. What you can do is maybe pinch yourself a little, maybe slap your hand or something. And if you tend to wake up, kind of like you were somewhere else and all of a sudden you came back here, that's a good sign that you came back. The bad sign is, where were you, you know? So typically, this is why you want to always do the mind-to-heart drop and the Be Here Now clearing. Those are on the website. They're free on the left-hand side. So and also on the drop-down box on the top. So you want to check those out. And just understand that when you have a glitch of time, sometimes your ears might pop. You might just not feel conscious. You might forget what you're doing momentarily. That's because you're not here. So these are always the timelines that you're living on in a parallel life. And each alien race will control a given timeline. And so how many are you on at one time? You could be on quite a few. This is why we have 20 at least listed for a particular situation. You could be on much more than that, but we want to keep it kind of simple, not to scare anybody off here. So what I'd say is take an issue in your life. If you think you're perfectly fine, like I find in some people at the expos, I'll say, you know, like an emotional healing, they go, oh, no, I'm perfectly fine. I don't have any emotional stuff. I go, okay. You know, I don't know what planet they live on, like somebody mentioned to me a while back. But from there, some people just are zombies. They don't know. Or maybe I was talking to robots. You know, that could be true, too, or a clone body, because they don't have emotions, okay, or deal with them that heavily. So anyway, you want to always be here. And you know, if you did pinch yourself or something and you felt your life come back here and you feel a little brighter, that means that you weren't here. So back to you, Sylvia.
So that was really great earlier when you brought in the male light beings through the light being picture. And I was wondering if you would like to bring in the female energy also for people to experience.
Sure. So here's the females coming. So bring up the light being again. Ask the males to kind of step out here. And here comes the females. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just see how that feels. So before I enter the program here, which will be in a little bit, I'll talk about the 4-hour call tomorrow. And this is an ascension call. I've been doing these for quite a long time. We have the amber blood come into us, golden blood energy. We do different types of water charging throughout the hour. Just a wonderful call. We bring in the masters from the light ship, not the ones that people talk about here or the energies typically. It's the real ones, not the ones created by the light of the darkness. We do a lot with the body, so it's just a wonderful call. And then the day after, which is Sunday, we'll be doing the 8 hours. So tomorrow's call is 1 o'clock Pacific, which equals 4 o'clock Eastern. And then Sunday, the call starts at 10 a.m. Sunday, which is 1 o'clock Eastern. And we'll be having those calls, you know, the 3 Sundays back to back. You can be on it absentee if you wish without any problem at all. All you want to do is, you know, just disconnect with me. A lot of people call in at first when the call begins, and then they're brought up to the light ship. Or you can just send me an email that you want to come on to. So normally what will happen is if you sign up through PayPal, which you almost everybody does, and you'll be getting the codes for the calls, and it'll come back to you on an email. The cost, if you're curious, is $200 for yourself. If you have a husband or wife with you or someone living with you, significant other, they're $100 or half price, and so are other people. If you want to bring up maybe your parents or someone like that, they're also $100. And then if you have children under 18 living at home, then they're free. And naturally, your animals and pets and your flowers and everything else around you will be going up also, so they're free also. So it's a wonderful call. So if you start on Saturday, it's 28 hours of healing for $200. And, you know, it's just quite amazing how much stuff gets off of you. We just sent out emails today with some testimonials on what people experienced during the last ones. But, boy, once you get those critters out of you, those parasitic life forms that wiggle and move inside of you. In fact, if you were a doctor listening to this here and you had a way to understand what I'm talking about and you knew about parasitic life forms, that you might be real to you, you think, well, what a great deal. You can get all these out of me, basically, or a lot of them out for in 3 weeks for that little bit of money. They'd probably be jumping up and down, you know, for joy, because it's hard to get rid of these things without having poisons put into you. So these are actually the energetic ones, and they could also be physical, too. So this is what we do on these calls here is get rid of these life forms. People have lost weight physically. And or their stomach has shrunk in. They might lose an inch on their waist just by being on a call. So it's quite interesting on how people are viewing these healings and what happened. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
So I wondered if we could just talk for a couple of minutes about the clearings that are available on the website and if there's anything that you have that's new or that you want to call to people's attention.
Yeah, the newest one right now is the special clearing, which is the timeline crashing. So all you do is go to the website, go to the very top left where it'll say a little book that you click on. And then there's a search bar, search little text box. You can just type timeline crashing on it, and you'll go right to it once you click on go or something like that. And it's right there. And it's just a wonderful healing. We added one more step to it, I believe. So it was kind of in process, growing a little bit as we got it up. And it's just a wonderful way to... get yourself more present to get out of these timelines. And the other clearings for parallel lifetimes would be the ones that we have on there too. It's on and off planet, clone bodies on Earth, and also like planets. So those are there too, and those are what you may want to have to keep current with your healings, okay? And those are whole lifetime clearings. That's why there are two different types. They're both actually needed. But this one here is great because you can actually feel yourself change instantly as you get off of the timeline. So it's very good. So I'll do a sample here of the robotic clearing here. And the robotic clearing is what the aliens do to us. It can be robotics programming through the mind and also for body actions, okay? So we have this interface energy, whatever you want to call it, something that hooks up their mind-controlling program or body-controlling program or both, okay, and it connects to our body. And from there, they can make us do certain things. I guess kind of like the Manchurian Candidate, you know. So you probably have seen movies where people get told a certain word or a certain passage, you know, in some text or something, their next covert mission here or something, and that this is kind of very similar. So anyway, it might by having that clearing, the robotic one, you may get out of patterns that you're tied into. So here we go. We're going to work on your shoulders first, and then we'll go down to the tips of your fingers. So just kind of wiggle your fingers around a little bit here, see how you feel. So here we go, working on your shoulders now. You may want to move your arms too. Okay, now we're going to go down and go to your elbows. So that whole arm energy is being helped out right now. On the clearing on the website, it's much more detailed than this here. This is just a little quick sample to show you what it's like here. Going now to your wrist. Okay. And going down to your thumbs. And now your fingers. There we go. So just kind of see how your body is feeling. I want to get up and stretch, move your arms a little bit, and just see if you have a little more movement in it, a little more freedom. And most people will acknowledge that it does help them. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, for myself, that just feels very, very relaxing, like almost like just having a massage and taking a lot of tension out. So that's pretty amazing. So
we have a sample here. Looks like from Rhonda. So I'll get my fast chat up. So we got the octopus sampling. And we do have our call coming up about 15 minutes. So I'll give you that number first here. Somebody could pop it on the fast chat here. So it's 646-519-5800, pin number 9009. And here we go. Let's take out some octopus energies. This will be a sample that we have that we do on the 8-hour healings on Sundays here. So here we go. And you can also do that absentee, so you don't have to be on there if you say, gee, I like to do it, but I just can't because I have to go see my friend, especially near the end of the month, you know, for Christmas. Absentees, no problem whatsoever. So here we go. Octopus coming off of your neck. This is where I see the tentacles right now. So, sense your body, see how your body's doing. First tentacle is released, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seven, and eight. Now we'll get out the body. There we go, out. And on the website, we have a poison clearing versus poison waste products and carcasses. So let's first get out the poisoning that this octopus energy has given you. And it could be neck related here. Here we go. Count to 10 to release what I can. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Waste products. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do the carcass. Now the carcass one, I find quite interesting because those things can really block you up, okay? And maybe cause fatty tissue and stuff along with the other ones, but somehow the carcasses are quite interesting. So I want you all just to check your body right now, see how your neck is doing. Could also be related to your shoulders too. Maybe your upper back area, shoulder blades, and just see how you're feeling right now, okay? Now we're going to do the carcass removal. Then I'll have you check after that. So these are dead carcasses. Remember, where are they going to go to? If they're living in you and they die, if you don't get them taken away, they're going to be with you forever. Maybe this is why we die. Here we go. First carcass out. I see about six of them that I can take out of everybody very easily here. So one out. Two out. Oh, man. Three. Four. Five. And six. There we go. Okay, everybody, check your neck now and just see how it's feeling. Like the old saying, the proof's in the pudding, you know. Is it going to work for you or not? All these healings do work, and they help you get more into wholeness by having your spirit come more into your body. Remember, it can't come in where that octopus is sitting, or maybe where the dead ones are or the waste products. You know, you have to be cleaned out. You have to have your body temple cleaned out completely to have your spirit come into different areas. If it's gunked up, your spirit can't come into negativity, darkness, or anything else. It needs to have your body like you were when you were a child, in pure, divine energy without anything being attached to you. So the call-in number is free if you want to come on it, and I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that felt really great. And so tomorrow is the Ascension preparation call?
Yes, tomorrow is that, yes. Uh-huh. At 1 o'clock
and,
PST.
Yeah, and can you talk a little bit about the water activation for tomorrow's call?
Oh, yeah, we do water. Yeah, I forgot about that. So we do a lot of water. Boy, that's great. The water activations, we do seven containers of water. A lot of people will get typically a half a gallon of water. And we do that water activation so that you can have drinking water with divine light codes put into it for the next 7 days. So the water you'd start drinking on Sunday. And we also do other types of water, too, during the call. I might do a water I do a lot of silver water charging now to help people out for internal infections or mouth problems. We do skin water. That's great. And if you want to just sample the waters, you can go on and it's only a dollar to charge up water. So you may want to check that out, water activations. Also do object activations, too, if you want to charge a pendant up. Maybe work with your food, work with your clothing, anything that you have that you could put energy in, you could do that. So those two clarions are it's a lot of fun to use them. And it's very reasonable for a dollar, so you can actually change your whole way of living and the way your body feels just for a buck. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you again, Sylvia. We still have the females coming through here.
Yeah, it feels wonderful. And I also really love the amber blood, golden blood infusions that you do on the Ascension calls. And can you kind of describe what that's like for people?
Yeah, what it does is that we work with the bone marrow, work with the bones, work with all of your arteries, capillaries, everything that deals with circulatory system is what's being worked with, and the blood actually has light codes in it, and that light codes can help to activate more of that divine presence in your body. So it's a wonderful clearing. And that amber blood takes normally about an hour to do, typically an hour and a half, and you feel lighter. Your blood feels different to you because it is a different energy. So this is what happens. When you have the water activations, the water almost always is like silky smooth. It goes down very easily, very fluid. Normally, when you have water, you put water into your mouth, and then your body kind of goes, uh-oh, what are they giving me, you know? And maybe it takes a half a second to finally say, yes, I want to swallow this here. But it knows that it has to have something because it needs water, it needs fluid. When you have light chip water, you put the water in your mouth and it's gone. And sometimes you drink maybe three mouthfuls of water instantly, not knowing what you're doing because your body's conscious. And all of a sudden, you're drinking water like you never drank before. And you wonder, gee, how come I drank all this water? Well, your body needed it. And this is what happens when you get that special water charged up with the divine light codes. And it's just for you. It works perfectly just for you. Each day's water builds on the next day. So I think our time is kind of coming to a close here. So I guess back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I'll just say in closing for tonight, if anyone is listening maybe for the first time or they're new to this or they're wondering about what the light ship is like and the light ship clearings and what Ron does, that Saturday 4-hour ascension call is one of the best things you could ever do to just experience, you know, the light ship and all the wonderful healing modalities there. And like Ron was saying, really creating a space in your body so that your own divine presence can exist there and be able to be there without the other non-light energy in the way. And it's just really wonderful. So I hope you can come on. I know it's very affordable. Ron, I don't know the price off the top of my head, but I remember it's quite reasonable. So would you like to mention that so people can join tomorrow if they're available?
On the one call on Saturday, it's $60.
Yeah, so it's amazing. And it's four hours of healing and all of the water activation.
Yep.
And it's just beautiful. It's really a wonderful thing. And your pets and animals can go, too. I have a pet, and she loves to come. And it's really, really great. So I hope you all can join tomorrow. And if you
want,
you can be on also absentee, so.
Yep, you can be absentee on it. So the phone number to call in on, I'll be on probably in a few minutes here, 646-519-5800, PIN 9009. So I'll need a few minutes to get some water and get ready. But blessings to all of you. Tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, and we'll be going there. We're on Station 1 again at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern. So thank you, Sylvia. And we'll see you later.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Blessings.
Blessings.